Thanks for clicking on our podcast. This is John Fraser, and with my partner in wine down in the Cape, Michael Olivier, each week we taste the very best that the Cape has to offer in wines or spirits, whatever tickles our fancy, and hopefully it'll tickle yours as well. And this week in Divine Intervention, we have a wine which may divide our tasting panel. I was lucky enough to get a sneak preview of it a few weeks ago, and I have to say it wasn't entirely to my taste, but on the other hand, I think there should be as much variety as possible in wines, in beers, in spirits, even in Alcopops. If people want to drink that, let them. So today we are trying a wine from the KWV stable, or at least backed by the KWV. It's made with rooibos and honeybush wood, no less. It's a 2014 Pinotage, which maybe makes it a bit young, and it's called Earth's Essence. Having introduced the wine, I must now introduce our Cape Town-based food and wine guru, an award winner, a chef of great talent, one of the few people who went on TV to cook and you actually wanted to eat the muck that he was producing, or the non-muck, as opposed to so many of these so-called celebrity chefs who may look a little prettier than you, Michael Olivier, but never, ever in their entire careers will they cook as well. Michael Olivier, great to chat to you.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, Michael. And back once again in our Joburg studio. They are suckers for punishment, but maybe this wine will drive them out forever. We will find out. We have from Wine Concepts in the Bluebird Centre, just off Corlett Drive, near Melrose Arch, well worth a visit, Colleen Morris. Colleen, great to have you back again.
Hello, lovely to be here.
Lovely to see you again. Not quite as lovely to see Jeff Osborne again, but always a pleasure to hear his views and veiled sarcasm. Jeff from Gumtree Auto South Africa, glad to see you again.
As always, great to be here, John, thank you.
And he's last again, Malcolm McDonald. Malcolm, hi.
Good to be here, John.
Okay, Michael, well, that's enough waffle from me. I suppose one of the things I didn't point out from this label, and no doubt you'll address it when you're telling us about this wine, and I think it is one of the selling points, is it says it has no sulfites or preservatives added. Now, that obviously is a selling point for people who are allergic to wine, poor buggers. But addressing that, tell us about the rest of it.
John, yeah, look, I think a lot of people proclaim to have a sulfur allergy. Usually those who shout the loudest are usually those who drink too much, because sulfur allergy shows itself either as a skin irritation or as a tightness of the lungs, not the headache or anything like that. One of the things about this wine is that what they've done is they've used rooibos and honeybush in the processes of winemaking, and because they're antioxidants, they have, and low tannins, of course, as well, makes it great for winemaking. The wine is, in a way, sort of, I'm trying to find the right word. It protects the wine naturally, the antioxidants. So you have a totally different process of making wine. Instead of it going into oak barrels, it's being kept in tanks with wood from the rooibos and the honeybush tea. So if you get over that hump, I think the wine is just lovely. It's well priced. It's just lots and lots of lovely fruit. There's lots of sort of cranberry stuff going on there, and there's sort of rose petally, Turkish delighty, rose watery kind of flavors as well. Nice mouthful, quite nice tannins, which for me makes it a food wine, and then a lovely long aftertaste.
Michael, I have to say this is not my favourite wine. There's nothing wrong with it, but not enough to tempt me to go out and buy a case of the stuff. But maybe it's not because of all this rooibos honeybush stuff. Maybe it's just a little bit young. This is last year's wine.
Yeah, no, I agree. But you see, it is made in an early drinking style. But I think that, you know, to be kind to it, maybe another year or so would be good.
Colleen, are you going to be kind to it?
Well, I'm a little bit confused. I thought that Audacia patented the whole rooibos wood use in the winemaking process. So I must admit, I had no idea KWV did something along these lines as well.
If I can interrupt, my understanding, and I first tasted this with someone from KWV, is they've either acquired that patent or they're working in partnership.
They're paying sort of for the use of it. Okay, fine, good. Yeah. Then I'm good, because I was very confused about that. I think this wine, it doesn't appeal to me personally in a huge way, but I think there's a huge appeal in this, and there's a, depending on price point, I don't know what the price of this wine is, but...
$89.
Yeah, I think at 60...
$89?
I think at 60 Rand, it would have had a huge audience. At 89, they might struggle it a little bit. That's my opinion, because, you know, I think it's a wine that's made to be drunk young. It's not made for cellaring. The label and everything suggests that it's a young buy-and-drink kind of wine. You know, and sort of... 89 might not be the most comfortable price point for it. That's just my opinion on that.
And for the benefit of our listeners in Britain, we're talking about £5 a bottle in South Africa. Obviously, you have ludicrous taxes, but maybe you have nicer politicians. I don't know. Jeff Osborne, is this a novelty or is this a wine?
And that's exactly the word I was going to use. I like something new, something different. This is indeed that. It's novel, it's different. I find it very drinkable and very pleasant to the palate. And it could well indeed become my cup of tea. And I think it has potential to... I think it's flexible. One could... drink this on a number of occasions and with a whole wide range of meals. Very different. I would chill it a bit more, but pleasantly different. I like it. I like it.
And of course, you can tell the boss you're off for a tea break and drink a bottle of Pinotage, which can't be a bad thing. Michael McDonald, same question, really. Is this a wine or is it a novelty?
Well, I think the bottle is very beautiful.
Yes. What a political diplomatic answer that was.
I think the tearing on the label there is really cool. The cap they've used is a top quality one. They've clearly spared no expense in bottling this wine. Mm. Having said that, it's not my favourite.
Okay, well, I wasn't expecting us all to agree on this. All I can say is it is always nice to have a choice. Colleen, you wanted to come in.
I have to agree, I don't think I said that earlier, that I think it's a really pleasant wine. There's nothing offensive about the wine. And for them to use a Pinotage in the making of this, I don't know if this... Michael, are there other varieties that they've used in the same way, or is this the first one?
I think this is the first one.
Okay, I find it interesting that they chose Pinotage, because Pinotage is being blamed for being quite a harsh variety, very dry, offensive tannins sometimes on the finish. And maybe with the use of rooibos instead of any other oaking method, they are trying to tone that down. And I think that's very, very clever. And I agree, the wine is pleasant. There's nothing wrong with the wine. My question is just to play a little bit of an advocate. Why use the word essence? Because immediately people are going to think like they're going to read the side of the label that says rooibos and honeybush, and then they read Earth's Essence, and then they think, well, maybe this is flavored with rooibos and honey, and they're not going to honeybush, and they're not going to understand that it's the wood that was used in the winemaking process. Yeah. So I don't know. Why would they use a name like that?
Michael?
Sorry.
Come on, Michael, you can answer that.
I say I have no answer.
Oh, all right, you cannot answer that one. We have finally stumped our food and wine guru, thanks to a let's call it an eccentric wine. And certainly, if you're having a tasting, if you're part of a wine club, Colleen, this is something you might want to try with your friends.
I think so. This is something that would be very interesting to put into a lineup of wine. I think it's got really floral and fresh and fragrant flavors. I think there's a lot of people that's going to love this wine.
Very earthy, in fact.
Yeah. I think this is going to be going down quite well with a lot of people.
Okay, and Michael Olivier, I'm moving from this to something that I really do not like at all. I hate, I detest when they try to do these coffee pinotages. What do you make of those?
Well, I have a different view. I just love them. I think that one of the things that they do is to make a wine that introduces people to drinking red wine, and that's a good thing. Mm. Demas Fontaine were the first people to do this, and you know, they're sort of lovely coffee berries, easy drinking, lovely style of Pinotage. At the big wine shows, when they ask people to fill in questionnaires, what was your most favorite wine? I can't remember exactly, but I mean, like for the last 4 years or something, those coffee-flavored Pinotages, or not, those coffee Pinotages, not flavored by coffee, have been the most popular wines tasted.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, there has been, but what do I know? Colin, you obviously interact a lot with the wine drinking public and the wine buying public. Do you have any thoughts on another of the more eccentric wine ideas, this coffee Pinotage stuff?
Yeah, I think that there's a serious place for the coffee Pinotage thing. It's like Michael said, I think the fact that it's converting or introducing wine to, or red wine as number one, to a lot of people, you know, so for that, I think, like, go for it. You know, there's a way of bringing people slowly into the drinking of wine. And I think this Earth's Essence from KLV is one of those wines that can do that as well. It's got very pleasant, friendly flavors that can ease people into wine. It's not something I go and buy and drink, but I would like to believe that I'm sort of past that stage of having to be introduced. So I think that it's got a certain place in the market, and I'd rather have people buying that than buying a lot of the other stuff that's out there that's just ghastly.
Okay, so we'll make this part of the matric curriculum, shall we? You have to down a bottle of this in an exam, and if you're still walking afterwards, you pass. Or at least if you can walk for 30% of the time.
This Earth's Essence is very different to any coffee Pinotage, and that's probably, I don't know if we made that clear, because if it's Pinotage again, it's going to stand next to the coffee Pinotage on the shelf in a shop, and it's vastly different. So it's not oaky at all, it's got nothing oaky, it's not vanilla, it's none of that kind of cinnamon or any of those kind of flavors. It's quite different. It's got a lot more friendly, fresh, vibrant flavors. So maybe for the market that doesn't like the coffee Pinotage, this might be their way into the wine market.
Michael McDonald, what do you think of my suggestion that babies' bottles should have teats and be filled with weird tasting wine?
John, I think that your views on this are quite different from most people's views on it. That's where I drew that one. I don't think we should be feeding any of this stuff.
Well, actually, I was just misquoting Colleen, but Jeff Osborne, a final thought from you on you're an eccentric chap. What do you think of eccentric words?
As I said earlier on, and I have to confess, much to my regret, perhaps I'm not familiar with the coffee wine, but I'm very willing to try it. Anything new, I like variety in all things. Say no more.
Well, I'm sure that for 500 Rand we can source you a bottle, Jeff. Sadly, we are out of time, but we will be back again very soon, I believe, with yet another red one, which might not be as controversial. Hopefully, it'll be nice as well. That was the Earth's Essence Pinotage 2014. Michael Olivier, down in the Cape, sitting there, slurping away at your rooibos and Pinotage all in one glass. I hope you enjoyed that. I once again appreciated the insight and the innovation which you showed in bringing us another interesting wine, even if it might not be the most gorgeous one we've ever tasted.
Thanks, John.
Thank you. And to our studio audience who've shown restraint, great palates, great knowledge, and that's just Colleen Morris. Colleen, lovely to have had you back.
Thank you, and thank you, Michael, for introducing us to this.
Jeff Osborne, I would say on your bike, but you ride a motorbike and you're a danger to other road users, so sit back and have another sip. Thanks for joining us today.
I propose doing exactly that, John. Thank you so much.
And, of course, to Malcolm McDonald, technical guru and refined palate. Malcolm, great to chat to you.
Thanks, John. Great to be here.
I'm John Fraser, and that was Divine Intervention. Chat to you next week.